My wife and I are seriously starting to wonder whether or not we can buy enough apples. We have three kids, but our two boys, aged 12 and 10, can easily go through three or more apples a day. It's actually gotten to the point where if I find one of them eating one, I stop and ask them how many they've had so far that day, with my finger pointing at them in an accusatory fashion. I've even considered creating some kind of wall chart to keep track. Feeding five people every week is always something of a challenge, so that's why we're one of the many families who have become loyal Costco members every year. When my wife comes back from a trip there, the back of the car is often completely filled, but she manages to buy in such a way that she makes the most of our money and keeps us well stocked. This would be reason enough to be a Costco member, but we're also executive members, which means we not only have the chance to get cashback rewards, discounts on insurance and other benefits, but a wealth of content. Not just ads, but real content. Stories about food, about healthy living, and ultimately about people. It's in a magazine that is available as an app, but is one of the rare instances of a print publication not only surviving in the 21st century, but possibly thriving. That makes it worth studying by content marketers, journalists, and anyone else who wants to understand the power of this particular medium. Do the right thing and join me as I take a close read of Costco Connection on the Owned Media Observer. The Owned Media Observer is an exercise in applying media criticism to the branded content that takes an editorial approach to storytelling. This is a podcast for content marketers who want to do better work, for media professionals who want to size up their competition, and for audiences of all kinds who want to better understand all the new sources of information popping up everywhere around them. When I'm not making this podcast, I work as a journalist covering business and technology, and as a content marketing consultant helping some of the world's biggest brands and smallest startups influence the strategic thinking of their most valuable customers. You can find out more about me and maybe even work with me by visiting my website at shaneschick.com. I'm recording this podcast episode as the world passes more than 6 months under the strain of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's a force that has decimated entire economies and has led countless businesses to shut their doors, almost without warning. With fewer people venturing outside for long periods of time, it has also meant it's more important than ever to have food on hand. In some cases, this means that grocery stores have never seen this kind of demand for certain products. Instead of being forced to close, grocery stores have had to become even more competitive in how they stand out and maintain customer loyalty. Even before the coronavirus emerged, though, there was an ongoing fight to win the hearts and minds of everyday shoppers. And its monthly magazine was cited as one of the reasons Costco was pegged as an industry winner. In February of 2020, for example, CNN ran a story about a surprising discovery that, based on a circulation of around 14.3 million copies per edition, which was up from 12.2 million in 2016, Costco Connection had become the fourth largest magazine in America. Circulation isn't as important a number to Costco than those related to sales figures, however. The company said some product purchases jump 30% after an ad or story appears in the Connection. And an independent survey shows that more than half of subscribers buy a product that gets mentioned in it. But according to Tim Telovich, the Connection's editorial director, the magazine has become far more than a glorified flyer for coupon cutters. Buying is just what happens after they've been attracted by the more journalistic content. He said, "The celebrity covers resonate with our readers, Elton John, Rachel Ray, and Henry Winkler. The food stories, both on the cover and in our four-year table section, are always popular. Travel Connection, highlighting places served by Costco Travel, is one of our most read features." End quote. CNN also reported that more than 90% of Costco Connection subscribers own their homes and have attended college. The median age for a Connection reader is 58, and their median household income is close to $120,000 a year. No wonder brands like Procter & Gamble and General Mills are among the advertisers. This is also far from a recent strategy for Costco. the idea of brands creating what marketers now call owned media has gained a lot of traction as digital technology has made it simple and affordable to produce content that they control. But Costco Connection actually stretches back more than 30 years. It was launched in 1987 as a print newspaper before it became a magazine. Much like Facebook, though, the publication began as The Costco Connection before the was shortened in early 2019. I'm not the first person to be a bit surprised by Costco Connection's success. Writing on MediaPost in 2015, a columnist named J. Max Robbins noted how the magazine was flourishing, even as traditional media had to do away with many of their print editions. Quote, "The March issue's cover story features Reese Witherspoon in Wild. Inside are pieces on vacuum cleaners and, ironically, a how-to article about content marketing for small business," Robbins wrote. "Don't look for Costco Connection to win any design plaudits or national magazine awards, but it does serve a large, affluent, and loyal constituency. Though I couldn't find anyone from Costco who has said so on the record, it seems like the power of Costco Connection has now reached a point where its future may lie beyond the exclusivity of its executive members. Besides the print edition, which gets mailed out and put into the editions of some Sunday newspapers, you can also find digital editions to read online that go back to 2006. And it's also available as a tablet app and via distribution platforms like Apple News. The future of Costco Connection, in other words, is beginning to connect with audiences across many other channels. I wanted to see if the track record Costco has established with its magazine could offer insight for other marketers who want to develop their own media too. So, much like visiting Costco itself, I decided to enjoy a sample." Jamie Clark, a 51-year-old professional adventurer and father, decided his 18-year-old son, Kobe, had unwittingly become addicted to technology. He decided to digitally disconnect his son by inviting him to travel halfway around the world for some technology downtime. Clark tells The Connection, quote, "I decided that we had had enough of social media, smartphones, and sitting at a computer. We needed to reconnect with each other on a human-to-human level. So in August 2019, I took my son Kobe to Mongolia for a month-long journey where we hiked, biked, and scaled mountaintops, all while being disconnected from our smartphones," end quote. Unplugged, Clark gained a new appreciation for Kobe. He says, quote, "I learned much more about my son that I felt I was missing at home. How capable he is under pressure, and how smart he is at solving problems. I saw a new strength in him. And a deep sense of compassion, too." Jamie Clark, a 51-year-old professional adventurer and father, decided his 18-year-old son, Kobe, had unwittingly become addicted to technology. He decided to digitally disconnect his son by inviting him to travel halfway around the world for some technology downtime. Clark tells The Connection, quote, "I decided that we had had enough of social media, smartphones, and sitting at a computer. We needed to reconnect with each other on a human-to-human level. So in August 2019, I took my son Kobe to Mongolia for a month-long journey where we hiked, biked, and scaled mountaintops, all while being disconnected from our smartphones," end quote. Unplugged, Clark gained a new appreciation for Kobe. He says, quote, "I learned much more about my son that I felt I was missing at home. How capable he is under pressure, and how smart he is at solving problems. I saw a new strength in him, and a deep sense of compassion, too." That story may sound a little cliche, but it accomplishes a lot for a brand like Costco. First, it shows the company has an interest in its members beyond what they purchase from the company. Second, it reinforces values of family and represents someone from a demographic that is highly representative of those customers. Maybe most importantly, it creates a sense of aspiration. If you save money on things like groceries and take care of your health, you too might be able to one day travel widely and foster a deeper relationship with your children. In that sense, Costco Connection makes a real connection with its customers. On a less emotional level, Costco Connection does the same thing with the primary source of content in its magazine. My fellow journalists will wince at this, but I am talking about the ads. They are literally everywhere. I'd flipped past pages and pages of ads and coupons before I got to the editor's letter, even though the editor's letter was supposedly printed on page 5. Besides the big insert I talked about on the table of contents page, there was another 40-page catalog that was stuck in the very middle of the feature section. And it was just slightly smaller so that you recognized it wasn't considered part of the editorial product. There were so many ads, in fact, that it actually takes a bit of finagling to actually find the pure editorial stories, which aren't always that pure and are actually more Costco-oriented in some cases. Thinking less like a media professional and more like a Costco member, though, I found this balance a little less jarring. I found myself actually lingering over the furniture ads, knowing that I'll be moving house in about a year. I paused over a spread of ads showing winter coats and wondering if I needed a new one. I even paused over an ad for new kids' books and wondered if my own children might want any of them. For a lot of other brands, there's a distinct advantage in minimizing mentions of your products and services because you want to prove to your audience that you understand them and care about them outside of what they've bought. In the case of a brand like Costco, however, that proof has already been won when they've signed on for an executive membership. A grocery chain also has such a diversity of products that it's more pleasant to flip through them, almost like browsing in a store. When that becomes too much or possibly boring, having an editorial article here and there might be enough to keep you engaged just that little bit longer. For a publication like Costco Connection, in other words, the ads aren't an annoying interruption to the content experience. Instead, the editorial content is an interruption to the ad experience, but an often welcoming one because it strengthens the sense you're part of the community that Costco has been cultivating. Costco Connection builds on the connection you as a consumer have already chosen to establish. This is also an approach that works much better in print than it does online, where ads rarely have the same immersive quality. I'm not sure how well Costco Connection will evolve as its readership ages and a newer generation has different expectations of how consumers want to look at information online. A brand like Costco should probably think harder about how it can present more of its content strategically online, with links back to a database of products for purchase. This is already happening with large fashion brands like Mr. Porter, a menswear retailer whose Mr. Porter's Journal blends editorial and e-commerce in a really effective way. Given its focus, I'd also suggest Costco abandon any sense of church and state with its editorial strategy and lean in, trying to get more of its buyers and staff and turn them into voices within Costco Connection. More of their favorite products, their personal recipes, or even their health and fitness advice might give it a sense of personality that the magazine lacks right now. Some humor would be good too. I didn't laugh at anything in Costco Connection, but if I had, I might have mentioned it to someone who wasn't a subscriber or a member. As of right now, I'm not aware of anything similar to Costco Connection that's produced by Walmart or a digital-first company like Amazon. But owned media is often an early tactic among direct-to-consumer companies. In time, Costco will have a lot more competitors for the audience it enjoys today. But the longevity it's achieved with Costco Connection will be hard to beat. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, please subscribe on whatever service you use to get the best podcasts. I'm always open to feedback as well as suggestions for other examples of owned media I should critique. Send your ideas or comments my way via email at sschickmedia@gmail.com or on social media like Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram. This podcast is recorded in beautiful Toronto, Canada, and is only possible thanks to all the brands that pay me to help them create content that serves the needs of their communities. This has been Shane Schick for the Owned Media Observer. Thanks for listening.